It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. It's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show once again with Rachel Rippey from Sunlight Foursquare Church. Again, this year they're doing a 5K run walk to benefit water wells for Africa. How many years? I know you did it last year. Obviously, you're doing it again this year. How many years in a row is this?
This is actually the third year.
Okay. So we missed you the first time.
Yes. It was much smaller the first time.
That's okay. Water Wells for Africa, is that just the name of the event, or is that actually like an organized group that you're helping support?
It's an organized group that we're helping support. They are working in Malawi.
And you've got a Facebook event page for this. So if you search for Sunlight Foursquare Church or search Water Wells for Africa 5K Glenwood Springs or something along those lines, you can probably find the event and learn more. You mentioned that there's kind of a cool video on the event page. Talk about that a little bit.
This is actually the third well that we're hoping to install. We have one that has been completed, and that's what the video is of. And they actually mention the race and Sunlight Foursquare Church and the people that donated to it in that video while they are dedicating the well. There's a little plaque on the well that says, you know, Sunlight Foursquare Church, and it's in Malawi. Our second well is in the process of being installed as we speak, and we hope to come up with the funds for our third well.
Aside from Africa, where is Malawi?
I have no idea.
A good question, huh? Fair enough. So that actually leads into maybe an obvious question. So why a water well? Why Africa? And how did the church get interested in this fundraiser?
Interestingly enough, we actually started with World Vision. And then World Vision is a huge nonprofit that does all sorts of charity work across the globe. And through World Vision, we kind of got connected with Water Wells for Africa. One member of our church, Doug Cook, is very interested in missions and especially in clean water, just because of some of the work he does around here. And what we like most about Water Wells for Africa is just that we can see the direct result. We know that our money is going directly to helping people who desperately need water. They have about 15 wells already drilled. They just need the equipment to get the pumps and the administration going for each village.
Why is clean water important?
There's lots of disease, lots of early death, lots of childhood death. There are many, many groups of young women that are not allowed to go to school because their job every day is to walk more than 5 miles to get water, not even clean water, but just to go to the nearest water source. And then they're not getting their education because their job every day is just to find water for their family.
Wow. So the point being, even though it's halfway around the world, it's still important because that disease could easily be transmitted, plane trip, something like that, to the United States. I want to say, isn't cholera one of the big ones that's related to clean water?
Mm-hmm. Cholera, dysentery.
Typhoid.
Yep, all of those.
Okay.
And it's kind of amazing that in this day and age, there are still places in the world that don't have access to clean drinking water. But with the uptick in pollution, it's actually becoming more of a problem and less of a problem in third world countries.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. That's interesting because we can clean the pollutants from the water, whereas they can't kind
Correct.
Of thing.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So again, if you're interested in helping to support Water Wells for Africa and drilling this third well in Malawi, mm-hmm. Everybody listening to this program knows I have a hard time sometimes pronouncing things. So I'm so proud of myself that I can access it. So I'm going to continue
good.
To
yes.
say Malawi, Malawi, Malawi.
Yes.
When is the 5K run walk this year?
It is an early race for running 5K, so we're hoping the weather is nice to us. It's April 27th, which is a Saturday morning at 8 a.m., and it is at Two Rivers Park from the bandstand at Two Rivers Park, and we just take the bike path trail there. It's a go up and turn back around, only one really big hill. So
it's down to Safeway or so.
Right, yeah,
right?
A little bit past the dog park, and then you can turn around and come back.
Okay. I know that's a popular starting and finishing point.
Yes.
For 5K. So
yes.
It's kind of, if you've done a 5K there before, you should have somewhat of an idea about what it's going to be like.
Yep.
Do you have a differentiation between folks that are actually interested in bragging rights and those that are just doing it for fun and to support a good cause?
Yes, it is a timed race. So okay. We'll have a big clock there and we'll have timekeepers keeping track, numbers handed out. So you can, there are some prizes. There's going to be a prize for each gender, female and male, in the each age category. And then some other participation prizes. At the end of the race, we'll have a big barbecue, so you can stay and earn back all the calories that you just lost.
That's usually how it works. Well, you're supposed to eat right after you exercise,
right? Yeah. Get the protein back.
Yes, exactly. You feed the muscles.
Yes.
As it were. So for folks that just want to walk, that just want it to be a nice stroll, they don't need to worry about the timing or anything like that.
No, okay. That's totally optional.
Are you doing pre-registration online or anything like that?
It is, yep, on our Facebook event page or on our website, sunlightfoursquare.org. And it's S-O-N-L-I-G-H-T. You can sign up online, $25 individual or $50 for up to a family of four.
Okay, so you can save a little bit by bringing the whole family out.
Yep.
How much have you raised the last couple of years for this event?
Each race that we've done has been over 3,000 between corporate sponsors and people that have joined the race. It's $3,000 to install a well. So we try to aim for that goal. Last year we went over it a little bit, so we're a little ahead this year.
Okay. So you just kind of held over from last year, if
yep.
you will. I like what you said about, obviously there are so many charity options almost every weekend. They're not always events like yours, but so many opportunities for folks to give. In your case, when you're giving the money to drill a well, it's a capital project. So you're not, not to say that people would take advantage of something like that, but there are cases where that happens and you're giving the money, but you don't really know. In this case, you're giving the money for a specific purpose. It's a fairly short amount of time, it sounds like, between when you give the money and when it actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, you know, pat yourself on the back and look for the next fundraiser.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And that's what our church likes most about this is that we're very involved with Water Wells for Africa. They're very responsive to us. We know the progress of the well that we are working on, and they send us videos and say, here's the progress of this is your well.
Off the top of your head, you know how deep they have to go to find water?
I don't know. I know that it varies by location.
Sure.
And that they try to go in and drill, 10 or 15 at a time, since that is the equipment piece where they only get the equipment over there. Mm-hmm. Once they drill as many as they can, and then they just wait for donors to provide the $3,000 for the rest.
Okay, so that $3,000 will go to, I guess it would be casing the well and...
Right, and the pump
putting
and
in
the equipment.
Pump and then, of course, the business end, which would be actually filtering all of the bad stuff out, right?
Right.
Or killing the bad stuff,
right.
Depending on how,
yep.
how you look at it and what it is you're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, and in this particular region of Malawi, wars can be won and fought and lost over water rights.
Wow.
So Water Wells for
so
Africa.
So it's not too different than Colorado.
Right, yes. Sounds familiar.
Doesn't it, though?
Yep. Water Wells for Africa does a great job of going in and making sure that almost like a municipality is created. There's several people. It's not – the well is not left in control of one person, and they follow up on that, and they have helped pass laws to make sure that it becomes a community well and that it's not – used for bad purposes.
Under any one family or tribe, I guess, they may call them in Africa.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick break and come back in just a minute. Again, if you'd like to learn more, go to sunlightfoursquare.org. As Rachel pointed out, remember, sunlight is S-O-N in this case. And you can also look for their event page on Facebook. Looks like you're actually registering folks on Eventbrite.
Yes.
for this event too. So eventbrite.com, you can just register there and then you don't have to worry about it. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, April 27th at Two Rivers Park. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Rachel Rippey from Sunlight Foursquare Church about Water Wells for Africa. What are you to the church? Just the member of the congregation that drew the short straw, or?
Pretty much, yes. We do have a well-established missions team that they talk me into coming on here every year. But I've been going there since second grade, so... It's an awesome community to be a part of.
Kind of a home away from home.
Yep.
You might say twice a week anyway.
Yep.
you mentioned that this is a mission that the church has taken on. When I think of missions, I think of, mission trips, handing out Bibles and that kind of thing. So are you doing that as well, or?
We're actually not. Okay. With this particular group, Water Wells for Africa, they are faith-based and they do a lot of that work. They've been in Malawi since 1996 and they make sure that they stay there and that they maintain the wells. And our church kind of has a philosophy that if you can do something to help, you should.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think that's, whether you're in church or not, I think that's a good philosophy, frankly. Yeah. And so you kind of mentioned this, which I did not ask about before, this particular nonprofit that you're supporting with your 5K run walk on April 27th is well established. It's been around for 23 years.
Yes.
So it's not like it's a brand new thing, an upstart, if you will. It's established and has been around for a while.
Yes.
By the way, a lot of people may have Googled this already. Mm-hmm. Malawi is in Chad.
Right.
So near the, southwestern Chad, near the border with, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And I forget the other country. But anyway, southwestern Chad is where this particular place is. Yep. Malawi is the name. And it actually is spelled just about exactly how you would expect it to be,
yep.
Which doesn't happen very often. Again, it's $25 to register for this 5K run walk, $50 for a family up to four. Mm-hmm. I suppose if you got more than four in your family, use contact form, contact on Facebook and say, okay, what can we do? And you'll figure something out.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. There are eight in my family, so I'm always in that.
So you just buy two.
Yep.
Two four-packs.
Yep.
As the case may be.
Yep.
And, of course, is that the best way for folks to get a hold of you if they have any questions? Is just use Facebook and contact that way? Message you?
Absolutely.
I guess would be the
yep. If they don't have access to Facebook, they could always call the church number, too. It's listed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, the website is sunlightfoursquare.org. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn more, again, Water Wells for Africa is the name of the organization that's been working in Malawi for a number of years. Are they solely just in that particular area, or do they work all over Africa?
They work all over Africa, but that's where they're concentrating right
okay.
now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the three wells that we've talked about, or I guess it may be three groups of wells. Because you said they drill a bunch at a time, and then they actually, when it comes down to installing the equipment, the business end, that's when they look for the donations.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And again, Sunlight Foursquare Church is who is helping to put this together. Do you need volunteer help? Are you still looking for help, day of the race, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take all the help that we can get. Marking the race and helping with timekeeping. If you have experience in that, yeah, please contact us. We'd love to have the help.
When would you do that? Like the day before?
Yeah, a few days before.
Okay. So same thing, just call the church or message you on Facebook and coordinate that way.
Yep, absolutely.
For anybody, I don't know, you might pick up a few members of the congregation that way too.
Right.
Hold on a minute. I enjoy this.
Yes.
When on Sunday? And what else was I going to ask? You mentioned the after race that you'll be feeding folks as well.
Yep. We'll probably have Colorado donuts before the race because you need your fuel. And
that's right.
After that, we will have hot dogs and hamburgers and chips, and all of that is no charge or for a donation if you wanted to give. But mostly we just want to get together and
bring
celebrate.
Bring everybody back and celebrate 5K. 5K is only like 3.5 miles, so it's not horrible.
Yep.
It'll probably take around an hour and a half if you're really taking your time.
Yeah, I don't expect it'll be more than an hour for most. I think last year the winner was 20 minutes or less, so it was not me.
Yeah, you and me both. What, I mean, you're along the Roaring Fork River and, you know, why?
Right.
Why would you want to?
I know. Yeah. Some people love that.
Well, some people are overachievers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Again, it is kind of an early race, but it is rain or shine.
It is, right? Yes.
Yep. And it is a family-friendly event, obviously. I mean, I guess it kind of goes without saying if it's a church-sponsored event, it would be.
Right.
But
yeah,
just
very
so that...
family-friendly, all ages. I think, you know, strollers to...
So there's one for you.
Yes.
You mentioned that you'll be giving out prizes for, you know, male and female and in each age group.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am pushing a stroller.
I know, it gets tricky.
Then technically the stroller goes across the finish line first.
First. Yep. Yeah. We'll have to take that into consideration.
Again, you can learn more at sunlightfoursquare.org. Remember, sunlight in this case is S-O-N. $25 per person, $50 for a family up to four. Saturday, April 27th, you'll start the registration and everything at 8 a.m. And then do you have like a race time start? Probably 8:30, I would imagine.
8:30, yeah.
I had a feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, to and from Two Rivers Park. And then when everybody will get the Colorado donuts.
Yep.
First thing, and then you'll get fed hamburgers, hot dogs, that kind of thing when you get back. If you like to, you know, drop a little extra donation for lunch, that's fine, but it's not expected.
Correct.
It's kind of included with the cost of the fundraiser, you might say.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, it all benefits Water Wells for Africa, which I'm sure if you Googled, you could learn more about what they do.
Yeah, they're a great organization.
And actually, so you probably, you've got the Facebook event page. So you probably have a link there.
Yep.
Plus the video.
The video.
From the last well that you helped finish.
Yes.
Back in just a minute to wrap things up, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking with Rachel Rippey from Sunlight Foursquare Church today. Again, Water Wells for Africa is the beneficiary of their 5K run walk. Depending on how serious you are, you'll either be running or walking on April 27th.
Yep.
To and from Two Rivers Park along the river trail there. Again, you know, I asked this kind of in the first segment, you know, why is it important all the way halfway around the world? Why should we care? One in eight people still today, one in eight people in the world drink water that could kill them.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, these are communicable diseases. That, for instance, is it measles? What is the one that we no longer vaccinate for in the United States that is highly contagious, but we quit vaccinating for it because it's not here anymore, but it still exists in other parts of
the world,
like these little pockets in Africa.
Yeah.
And that's why organizations like Sunlight Foursquare Church and more specifically Water Wells for Africa are really trying to get clean drinking water to all of these areas. Because as Ken Robinson, who used to own Roaring Fork Liquors, would say, it's one plane trip away.
Right.
You know, and sometimes these people can be carrying these communicable diseases and they have no outward symptoms until it's too late.
Yep, that is correct.
As a matter of fact, speaking of measles, there have been a couple outbreaks in the United States actually in the last month or so that the CDC is concerned about and watching very closely to try and figure out what's going on and hopefully prevent the spread.
Yeah, definitely.
So
even the Roaring Fork Valley had a mumps outbreak a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is ironic because they do those in the same shot, right?
Yes.
MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella.
Yep.
I remember that from when I was a kid.
Yep.
Oh, good times.
Yep.
Good times. I've since gotten over the aversion to needles.
Yes, good.
Kind of. I still don't enjoy it once a year when they want to draw my blood, but, you know.
No passing out.
Yes, right, exactly. Just keep breathing, keep yourself calm, deep cleansing breaths.
Yep.
Focus on something else. And I've gotten off topic again. Well, we know that happens, don't we? Oh, my goodness. Again, if you'd like to help volunteer, you can either call Sunlight Foursquare Church. They're listed. I'm sure their contact information is on the Facebook page. You can message them on Facebook. Somebody will get back with you about how you can help.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, marking the route and that kind of thing does take a little bit of time. And even though you do have a mission, what'd you call it? A missions committee, a group of people that do this sort of thing. A little extra help is always helpful.
Yep.
Always. And sometimes meeting new people can be fun as well. Right.
Yep. Yeah, we're also still looking for corporate sponsors if anyone is interested in doing that, and they can contact us through the same.
And what would that entail? Just in-kind or money contribution and then like recognition at the event?
Yep. Yeah. It's probably a little too late to get printed on the T-shirts, but we definitely can add your business to our signs and announce it at the day of the event if you're interested.
Okay. Are you looking for anything specific, Rachel, in terms of like, you know, $500, $1,000, $10,000, $1,000,000?
No, I think to get on the T-shirt, it was a $200 contribution. But other than that, we're just interested in making a well. So we'll take $5.
There you go. There you go. As long as the well gets finished, that's really what you're concerned about.
Yep.
That's fair.
Absolutely.
Are there any sponsors that have already signed up that you would like to recognize?
We do. I don't have the list in front of me, but those are also connected on the Facebook page to that event.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Yep.
So if you want to know who is helping make this possible, you can just check out the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just search Facebook for Sunlight Foursquare Church, and then they've got the event page set up for the Water Wells for Africa 5K Run Walk on Saturday, April 27th, the third annual 5K Run Walk. So apparently this is kind of working for you. You'll probably continue to do this into the future.
Yeah,
it can be for
so.
The same nonprofit, or will you maybe look to change it up a bit next year?
Right now, it'll probably be for the same nonprofit. We're pretty proud of the work that they're doing down there, and we want to continue to support them.
Yeah, it sounds like, well, like I say, you know, clean drinking water is something that we take such for granted.
Mm-hmm.
To help that, plus again, it has the benefit to us potentially of keep them healthy so that if they travel abroad, you know, these things can travel so quickly. It may not be a plane ride to Denver even. It could be, I don't know, Milwaukee or something like that.
Yes.
And it can come here so fast.
So quickly,
you
yes.
know, because planes transmit diseases sometimes just as often as, or just as quickly, I should say, and efficiently as they do people.
Yes.
Just ask the person that always complains about sitting next to the guy with the cold on the airplane.
Right.
<you know>?
Every time.
It's, I would say that's even worse than the crying baby.
Right. Yeah. The babies I can handle.
Right. Yeah. Because they're cute.
Right.
Even if they are crying, they're still cute.
Yes.
Again, the website is sunlightfoursquare.org if you want to learn more about the church and this particular mission, if you will. $25 is the registration fee per person for the 5K run walk. Again, you don't have to worry about the time if you don't want to. If you do, if you can do 3.5 miles in 20 minutes or less,
yep.
You know what? More power to you.
Yep.
You deserve a hot dog and a hamburger when you get back to Two Rivers Park.
Yep.
And again, they're actually registering through eventbrite.com. So if you want to go straight there, you can do that.
Yep.
Of course, you can keep up to date on the event. Plus, watch that. How long is the video? I don't think I asked that.
It's just, it's about 2 or 3 minutes. It's not long. But.
Okay. And again, it kind of talks about one of the previous wells that they finished and how important it is to this this place called Malawi in Chad in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else that we should mention that we haven't yet?
No, I think we covered it. That's great.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll look forward to it again. Saturday, April 27th. Oh, if... Last minute thing, somebody, other plans fell through, they want to come out, can they register on site?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, we'll have people there.
Okay.
To sign them up.
So just show up at 8 o'clock, Two Rivers Park on Saturday, April 27th, and they'll get you registered. Obviously, registration in advance is preferred.
Yes.
Just because it helps you kind of know how many people are going to be there, but you always make concessions pun intended, for, you know, additional food and that kind of thing for a few extra folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So bring the whole family out, especially if it's a nice day.
Yeah, and it's a church, so we always have plenty of food.
Right? Yeah, exactly. for the fellowship, as you would call it.
Right, yes.
You know? That's what it's all about, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, again, all the best, Rachel, and doing good work still.
Thanks.
And I guess we'll look forward to it. We'll put you on the calendar for next year.
Yeah, great.
Again, the website is sunlightfoursquare.org. You can find them on Facebook, learn more about the Water Wells for Africa 5K run walk through the event. And again, the date is Saturday, April 27th, 8 a.m., if you want to put it on the calendar right now.
Yep.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.